Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Clancy steals second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive towards first. Clancy catches it and steps on first to double up Fonseca. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Langford reaches second base with a double. Lind moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. Langford scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Berg and back to Com, who tags Sewell for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a line drive towards third. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sewell scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller spins and fires to second and Lind drops the ball. That's an error on Lind. Metzler moves to third. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kahm hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Lind moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cecil for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Redfern pinch runs for Mo Berg. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Redfern moves to third. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Redfern scores. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buck Crouse now catching. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Ma still throws the ball into Krause, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunfield for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Johnny Mann pinch hits for Buck Crouse. Johnny Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Ray Schock pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Mann moves to second. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Cecil scores. Mann moves to third. Schock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball, the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harry McCurdy now catching. Ted Lyons now pitching. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Langford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sewell bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Langford moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Langford moves to third. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-4 in the game. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Barrett bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hunfield moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Barrett moves to third. Metzler moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.